Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Obesity found a home with the former Zaniacs. I think the average life expectancy for the former Zaniacs is about 52. And the life expectancy for their teeth is about 28. It was always so awkward running into them because you could, the smell of the rotting teeth would always like precede them. You could smell rot. I was like, oh, God. Tophus says they would have turned this show beyond toxic had they stayed. It was toxic. Numerous people that are in the chat now said that they wouldn't participate in the chat because of those scumbags. They're horrible people. Let's see. Badger says he picks up all your thin skin runaways. Chris K says it was getting very, very bad. Yeah, I mean, it's different now because... you know, we still have like our MAGA support team. We still love our MAGA supporters. You know, Trump is not a bad name here on the show. You know, we love Trump here because of the fodder that he gives us for it. Tophus says our MAGA supporters here are not extremists. Exactly. They're idiots. But they're not extremists. And they're well accustomed to me calling them dumb fucks. And as you know, I'm not on either side. You know, I'm somewhere in the middle in a region. And I move from one side to the other depending on common sense. All right. Frank Fuss, I'm going to read this email I got from Derek D. again. Sorry. Easy. Great seeing you at Carter's open house. Just want to let you know that Matt, Carter's dad, signed up for a year of Patreon after I mentioned your narc story. Pretty cool. I also wanted to give a huge shout out to Frank Fuss. I had contacted him about a year ago for life insurance after hearing about him from you. Despite my complicated medical history, he's got like AIDS of the teeth. Kidding. Bad joke. Despite my complicated medical history, Frank dedicated significant time to me and successfully secured coverage. More recently, I reached out to him for my daughter's coverage. He not only got her set up, but is also assisting me in securing a much more favorable policy for myself. Frank has been incredibly helpful navigating my medical details without charging a fee and truly goes the extra mile. I'm very grateful for your recommendation. Please feel free to share this testimonial on your podcast. I sent it along to Frank. He says, Derek is a great example of what a family man should be. He took extraordinary steps to secure his health and now is in the process of backing it up with life insurance. Why life insurance? Because he loves his family. That is a very nice message from him. Thank you for sharing with me. Very truly yours, Frank Jude Fuss. Thank you, Frank. If you need more information on Frank's services, go to buyinsurancehere.com. That is buyinsurancehere.com. Chris says, I got along with a lot of those morons, and I think it was getting bad. Folks, EZ needs to take a potty break. So I'm going to do that right now. Got plenty more show where that came from, so stay with me here. I don't know why I keep stopping. All right, I'll be right back. Okay, I'm back. Nothing to see here. Tophus writes, the latest episode of the Boomer Bunker was titled Go Home Haitians. Yeah, I don't. Okay, I can't sit here and tell you that this is like a good show. I mean, is that that's horrible. That's a horribly racist thing to say. If I on this show ever said go home Haitians, everybody would quit the show. I want more Haitians here. You know me. I support open borders. So that definitely was a racist show there. If you're titling it Go Home Haitians. That's why when I talked about like Kate and her hubby, John was worried about that. Because he knows that if a show is called Go Home Haitians, and, you know, anybody finds out about that shit, in fact, they're just rolling the dice in general. I mean, if somebody were to just stumble upon it and go, oh, my God, I know who that is. I mean, that's not great. Rebecca says they're just making fun of stereotypes. Just ask John. Yeah, I don't know how you can look in the mirror and not say that the show is racist if you've got one called Go Home Haitians. Jesus, fuck. Well, anyway, that show has gotten huge. I mean, they're all over the place. I'm lucky to have such a big show mentioning me. Anyway. Got another email. This one came in. First of all, Rodney says, easy, you did not mention if you stayed in the old trailer and the varmint situation. No, you're right. I did not. I was up at Fear Bunker North this past weekend, and I'm going up there again this weekend. And there is not a varmint. I think we killed them all. I think we had... Okay, so you figure that mice travel so far in the general area. If you could take Fear Bunker North, the acreage, and divide it up into, you know, 500 by 500 foot plots. You know, you're going to have like packs of mice and chipmunks that would get into the trailer, the old trailer, 1952 Pontiac Chief trailer. Since I set up the walk the plank bucket, which is a bucket with a counterweighted plank that when the creature gets to the end of it, it falls and they fall into the bucket that's full of poison and water. They drown horribly. It's awful. I can't even imagine it. It makes me feel terrible, but very effective. There's a little plank, little step thing that they walk up when you put the bait on there. And they're, oh, this is great. All this bait he left out for us. And then they get to the end of that thing and they fall into there. It was full of mice. The first time, and then about half as many the second time, and then just a couple the third time, and then now none. There are no mice that are, it's not catching anymore. And we had two buckets. So between two buckets, I think we killed about 50 to 60 mice and chipmunks. And so they're all perfectly preserved inside of this RV antifreeze. So then I put on the pair of plastic gloves, and I grab them out, and then I lay them out and take a picture of it and send it to Nick, because him and I both have been having tremendous success with this method. And lately, we started to report to each other that we're getting no more mice. And we based on our scenarios, two entirely different parts of the state, we're like, I think we've killed them all. Nick is here. He says, I'm up to 6 chippies this summer, and they will wreak havoc too, the chippies. I like them more than the mice. They're cuter, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do. So now I've got like nothing in there. Nick says, I find a nice garage sale slotted spoon works great for fishing them out. Yeah, that works great too. And then I just burn them. I get a whole bag of them. I mean, it's a big bag of 20 mice and the fire's raging. I set them right in the middle of it and get the fuck out of there because I don't want to be sniffing roasted mouse. That's gross. It might even smell delicious if you think about it. So, and then inside of the trailer, I have actual traps and there's nothing in them. They're empty. They're not sprung. So we go in there this most recent time and not a goddamn thing. Empty again. It does have a smell in there, though. And I said to Pooh Bear, because I have a more sensitive nose than hers, so I can smell it more prominently. It smells like something's dead, but I can't find anything. So there's something that's dead either under the unit or in the walls. And it's not that strong, but I just said, still a little musty in here. No big deal. We'll open a window. And she's like, oh, okay. All right. And there's no evidence of mice anywhere. There's no, usually the shit on the countertop, in the cupboards, in the sink. It's like, oh, God, you got to disinfect the whole fucking place when you walk in. But that's about it. Alan says probably in the ducks, maybe. Now, eventually that smell is going to go away when they rot into nothing. Nick says it's in the pores. It's in your pores, E! It's in the pores of the trailer. But yeah, we stayed in there and it was great. It was great. That's why we have to do it now. This old ass oven powered by propane. I mean, it's a miracle that this thing is in such great shape. The refrigerator is original. Everything's original in the goddamn thing. Alan says, I had to clean the ducks in my old trailer house, and there was like 30 dead ones in there. Oh, God. One thing at a time. I'm letting Mother Nature take its time doing this right now. Thank you, Rodney. Ashley in Tennessee writes this. Easy, I listen to the podcast, but I find it quite comical that people constantly tell you that your butt hurt. They tell you that your butt hurt. They tell you things like you can't get over FBHW. If anything, I think it was a blessing, she writes, for you to be fired from that shit show. Thank you. Excuse me. You do your own thing. You do your own thing. You host and announce many activities. You also have your radio jobs. Even though the radio stations know you have a quote-unquote bad attitude. Exactly. You tried to amend things with free beer in the past, if I remember the story right. You were on talking terms, but I forgot what he did again to make it go south. You've worked with FBHW for years, so you have a right to say shit. I don't know if I have a right to say it, but I'm the best suited for the job. I still talk shit about retirees who did me wrong 5 years later. I said, no, I don't. When I talk about anything related to the show, because if there's anything that was done wrong, in my opinion, it was just the double cross when we had mended the fence and we were talking and communicating and I was helping and sending them links. This was 2-3 years ago, and enjoying the conversation. And then Greg took another run at me out of the blue. That's the only thing that I feel wronged about. The stuff about the firing is, I mean, that was another era. I was done being pissed off about that. I got pissed off because of Greg's double cross that I was just telling you about, which basically amounted to, oh, yeah, everything's great. And then he fucking knifes me again on the air. And I was like, all right, fine. Fuck this shit. Ashley says, I still listen illegally at work and have to fight back laughter sometimes, but thanks for making these long hours go by, at least 2 or so hours. Keep on pissing people off. Enjoy your 4th of July. Signed, Ashley in Tennessee. I will do my best. All right. What else did I have for you today? I wrote down some notes. Oh, how about this interaction? It's 2 weeks ago. Well, a week and a half ago. It was hot as hell. I spent considerable time putting wood chips in the wheel, in the wheelbarrow, rolling them into the backyard, spreading them. Did an excellent job. Got about a third of the way done. There's still a pile in the driveway. All last week, zero time to do it. Left town Thursday. Madison and Ash say, we're going to work on that for you. I said, I appreciate that. They said, we didn't get it done. There's still a third left. So one third easy, one third Madison and Ash. Small pile in the driveway, a third of what was there. So not a lot to do. This is the conversation that took place today. Pooh Bear says, yeah, I don't know if we should go up north this weekend. Now, if it's a plan, especially my favorite place to be on the entire planet, I'm excited about that. I enjoy that. I'm looking forward to it. And I look at her and she goes, yeah, those wood chips in the driveway make me think we should stay. And I go, fuck that. I said, we're going. And I go, you want to guarantee that they're done? You've got hands. You do it. She looks at me. She goes, I have done it. I did it the last 2 years. I go, and it was great. So there's only a third of them out there. I go, that's maybe five full wheelbarrows. Do you say barrel or barrow? I think you say barrow. Five wheelbarrows full. That's 20 minutes tops. Ugh. There is no fucking way, even if you didn't want to do it, that I would let the stupid wood chips keep me from going up there. She goes, yeah, fuck face. I can do it myself. I go, good. Yeah. And I go to her. I go, so, and she doesn't even have to work today. Oh, yeah, I think we should stay home because you can't do the wood chips. And then she's sitting around. She doesn't even have to fucking work. I go, you could have this shit done. You got to be kidding me. I got to bring her in here.
Hello.
Hey, I was just talking about the wood chips.
Okay. What about them?
You made the suggestion that we not go up north because of the wood chips.
Well, not just because of the wood chips. There's other things we could do too.
You didn't mention that. All you said was the wood chips.
No, I said and other things.
Okay, I don't recall you saying that. And even if the wood chips is the big thing.
Yeah.
So why, you know, that's why I said, well, go do it. What the hell? Go do it.
Yeah, I will.
Okay, good. Cool.
Yeah. Cock.
What are the other things you want to do?
The garage is a disaster. The basement is a disaster. Remember those things we've been trying to work on?
Yeah, I know. And this is I think a excellent opportunity here. The opportunity would be on the days that you're not going to work, you could really make some hay. You could really get through all these projects really quickly, I'm guessing.
Not by myself.
What do you mean?
I can do it all by myself. Some of the stuff is heavy. Some of the stuff needs, it's more than a one-person job.
Well, there's plenty that is a one-person job. And the time. And then if I can get out, I'll help you more than I can.
Okay.
So there you go.
Sounds great.
Problem solved.
Okay.
Okay, so you're getting to work, huh?
No, I got to go get Ryan, and then when I get back, I'll go to work on the mulch.
All right, do you miss Boring Dean?
No. Why would I miss him?
How weird was that guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were just talking about him on the show, and he's a psychopath.
Yep. I would have to agree with that.
All right.
Okay.
What are you doing right now?
Right now I'm picking up some dog hair, and then I'm getting ready to leave. I just put the Darla and O'Neill in their kennels. So I gotta go.
All right. I'll look forward to seeing you.
I'm sure you are.
If I get time, I'll do the wood chips, goddammit.
No, I'll do them. I don't mind doing them. I just have to wait till I get home. It's not too hot out today. I mean, it's humid, but it's not too bad. Yeah. The temperature's not too bad.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
I love you, bye.
She's full of caca. She wanted me to do it. I think when I said, go ahead. Go for it. Chris says, tell her about the Boomer Bunker artwork. Man Bun Chris says he's coming for dinner. You should wind her up and say he's back. Chris in Buffalo says, the wood chips will still be there. Size of the problem, Pooh Bear. Just beep at the wood chips to get them to move. Run into the wood chips with Hot Wings truck. By the way, yesterday, this was almost a disaster for me because I have a long, rich history going back decades. And when I back out of the garage or a driveway, I typically smash into things behind me. Dozens of times I have struck vehicles in my driveway, or in one case, I remember we were dropping the kids off when we lived in Midland, off at the babysitter's, and somebody was parked behind. After we pulled in, somebody parked behind us, and I walked into the car, got into the car, and I saw the car behind us. The time that from what me seeing the car to getting into the car, I had forgotten that, and I put it in reverse and smashed the front of that lady's car. Despite advancements in technology, last night I put the car in reverse and... All right, there's an alarm going off outside. Never mind. It's gone. Despite the technology, which shows what I can see, what's behind me, I'm just backing up without looking at it. In fact, I was looking at my phone while the car is rolling backwards. And then I get to a point where I realize that Madison's car is in the driveway, but not directly behind Pooh Bear's. It's like next to it. So if I'm backing out, I would roll next to it. But I haven't like taken care to avoid it or anything like that. Just by dumb luck, I haven't hit it. And about the time that I realized it, I'm next to it. But I'm so close to it that, you know, you couldn't even put a sea hair between the two vehicles. It was that close. And I'm like, and I stop and I look in my side view mirror at how close I am. And I'm like, motherfuck. Put it into drive and rolled forward exactly the way I came. And I could have struck the car still. I did not, but I'm like, motherfuck. So then I'm like to Madison, I go, all right, from now on, you have to park as far over on the driveway as possible. Way on the right. Yeah, I don't want to leave any opportunity for me to fuck this shit up. That would have really, really fucked me up if I smashed Diana and her car. Her cars. The cars. Both of them. Ugh. David in Hudsonville is here. He says, who recommended to watch the show The Poop Cruise? I forget who it was. It was on the Ben and Eric show. That was a documentary about some cruise that everything went haywire and all the toilets backed up and people were covered in shit. I want to check that out. Last night I was terrified, laying in bed, and I read about another 15 pages of this fucking book. I forgot the name of it, but it's Dave Bautista bangs on the door three times. It was a M. Night Shyamalan movie. They took the guy who wrote the book, and Shyamalan made a movie called Knock at the Cabin Door. But the book was called The Cabin at the End of the World. So the film was a M. Night Shyamalan adaptation. And I'm about a third of the way into the book. And we're to a point now where I'm having a goddamn anxiety attack. I think that's a good thing because I'm reading it and I'm at a spot in the where something's happening. And I'm like, oh, fuck. God damn it. So then I'm like tempted to like my eyes to dart onto the next page to see words like slaughter and blood and bludgeon and kill. And it's freaking me out.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
And I don't know what the fuck is happening, but I could feel like my chest getting heavy. I'm having a goddamn anxiety attack. I'm getting freaked out by this fucking book. So I said, fuck this shit. I'm going to bed. Shut it. I need to watch a video of some guy getting rust off of an old antique. Or some guy restoring a skateboard. Or some guy mowing the lawn. My mind cannot be this active at night. God damn. David says the book is slow as fuck. Decent movie though. Yeah, I'm not getting the slow thing. It's building. And I'm not a reader, but I got to see this one through because I bought the book because of the trailer for the movie. I never saw the movie. I just saw the trailer for it. And then I bought the book at an airport, and it's just been sitting there for fucking years. Man Bun Chris says, first it was video games, and now it's books. Pretty soon, it'll be bird feeders that make you anxious. LOL. All right, now hold on a minute here. When it comes to video games, actually, everything you said there is 100% true. Jim was playing this fucking game called BioShock. And I wasn't even playing it. And then, just weirdo shit going on. And I'm like, oh, fuck this. And then we put Call of Duty in. And so you're seeing it from the eyes of, like, your character. And, you know, like you're looking at the landscape rapidly, looking to see who's shooting at you. Well, that made me seasick. So I ended up barfing. I can't handle it. The best one I ever played, though, was it's had a Grand Theft Auto vibe called Saints Row. IMKO says you barfed. Yeah, it was motion sickness, made me nauseous, and I threw up. It was terrible. It was ruined for the day. that game, Saints Row, where I like those games where you can be just walking down the street and like you see an old lady and you can totally assault her. And there's a weapon, and it's a giant, I kid you not, a giant, flexible, double-end dildo. Tofus is writing about it right now. Did you get the purple dildo? Yeah, because it's real heavy and flexible, and you can just bash this old bitch with the goddamn dildo. It's like, oh, my God. And then there'll be, like, children and strollers and moms pushing them in the stroller, and you just put your car on the sidewalk, and poof, they just go flying in a million pieces. Oh my God. God, so great. I used to say to Jim, I go, Jim, the line of the joke I had, I go, son, this is only worth anything if you take these actions into the school. Shut up, Dad. Tofus says there's a mini game in there where you commit insurance fraud. It's fucking awesome. Is there a game? Because I think anything goes in the world of video games. There has to be a game where you're like a... Is there a game called School Shooter? You know how, like, if you play, like, a racing game, you can pick, like, Monaco, Indy, 24 Hours of Le Mans. It wouldn't surprise me if some psycho made a game called School Shooter or some derivative of it. And like choosing your tracks, you can choose like your famous schools. Like level one is Columbine. And then you beat that one and you take it over to fucking, what's the one in Connecticut? Sandy Ridge or Newtown. What the fuck was that school? Then head on over to Virginia Tech. Then finish up your Reign of Terror in Oxford. Sandy Hook, that's the one. That's the one that guy, Alex Jones, said like it didn't happen. And then he lost a verdict and he lost his entire career. And now he's on Ozempic and he's ripped. And you know what I found out the other day? I found out that that guy, Oliver Anthony, who's got a new song out that's really good. And I like it. Oliver Anthony was on Rogan and he's pals with Rogan. And he said to Rogan, hey, I really want to meet Alex Jones. I love Alex Jones. And I can't take anybody seriously who says that they love Alex Jones and they want to meet Alex Jones. To me, any good music that asshole made, I can't get behind guy who says, yeah, I love Alex Jones. You know, the guy who said that Sandy Hook didn't happen. Man Bun Chris says, spiteful woman. Yes, he wrote a song about his divorce. It's a good tune. Can't take him seriously, though, after his politics. I could take him serious about politics. I just can't take him serious about Alex Jones. Like, I don't give a shit if somebody loves Trump. Like, Kid Rock, I can still listen to his music. Despite the fact that he's a fucking moron. Man Bun Chris says, I was listening to Jamingo yesterday and he said the same thing about Sandy Hook and then he punched a puppy. Yeah, but he's just kidding. That's all humor, you know? That's what he said. The barf thing reminded me of when either you or Jim threw up watching Cloverfield. Yeah, that was Jim. Mike says, there used to be a game called The Bully where you beat kids up. Yes. Slowly but surely, I've been introducing to people that I know and love my quest to get a t-shirt or a hoodie that says, bring bullying back. And so I had to share it with Pooh Bear. And she didn't, like, bat an eye. And then I shared it. The only two people that I would worry about after Pooh Bear would be Madison and Ash. And Madison laughed, and so did Ash. So I'm like, all right, I got to make it happen. Runner Girl says, I'll see what I can find. The internet has everything. Oh, I already know that it's there. I've just kind of like dragged my feet in getting it, you know? All right, we did a doggy DNA kit yesterday for Benny the One-Eyed Wonder Dog. Madison had been, for the longest time, she has been like, I got to find out what he is. And so we did one of those. And so what you do is you take the thing and you swab the inside of his cheek. You put it in the solution, shake it up, you send it back. Then they let you know. That is brilliant, by the way. Now, I'm assuming that it's legit. I mean, but if they sent you back anything, you know, just steal your money and it said Chihuahua. I mean, we know he's not a Chihuahua. He's some kind of fucking hound. But I love that. Cost you $100. David said those are cool. I did one on my new dog a few weeks ago. Yeah, they can even do it where they can tell you possibly what type of ailments the dog may have. And I want to get it done for Bruce because I think he might be partially not a Frenchie because he's so damn tall for a Frenchie. He's the biggest Frenchie you'll ever see. All right. Talked about the book, talked about running, talked about who are these free beers, talked about my email from my pals Ash and Derek. David said the results come in 2 weeks. It was fast. Outstanding. We cannot wait. Thank you to Pinball Land. What a venue. What a place. You head to Pinball Land in Rockford, Michigan, and you kind of get lost. Now, it's weird because I had been saying $9 for an hour. But I think the price changed to $10, and they just haven't changed it on the website. At least they didn't the other day. But what a fun place, Pinball Land. We had our pinball orgy over there. That was so much fun. Look at these two guys. These two guys right here. The Boomer Bunker would probably say terrible things about these two guys right here. All right, this lady here, she's playing pinball. She's having a good time. These are the motorcycle racing games. And I raced Adam Balboa's kid. He was on the one on the right, and I was on the one on the left. And he beat me in the first one, and then I beat his ass in the next two. Look at that. Outstanding. This whole family having a good time. They want the adults there. Hot chick. That's a MILF. That is totally a MILF with her kid. Everybody, wall-to-wall people having so much fun. There you go. Pinball-land.com. 1 hour unlimited play. Still says on the website, $9 a player. Might be 10. I don't know. 2 hours unlimited play, $15. So this beats having to put 75 cents into a pinball machine, because that's what you'd pay otherwise. You can get an all-day pass for $20. And that there's a lot of people that actually do that at Pinball Land for the whole day thing, because there's a lot to do in downtown Rockford. A lot of restaurants to go to. There's a lot of places you can hang out and see. Does Pinball Land sell beer? No, we don't sell beer ourselves, but you're in luck. Feel free to grab one at Marinades across the street, Rogue River Tavern, Corner Bar, or Cinco de Mayo, and come on back. Pinball Land is located within Rockford, Michigan's RORA, which stands for Rockford Outdoor Refreshment Area. So that means you can walk around with an approved open container and bring it into the arcade. With our play all day option, you can bounce back and forth all day. It's basically like we have our own bar. Can we bring in food? No. You can have birthday parties there. It's a great time at Pinball Land. I always love shouting them out. Fun fact. Ryan, who owns the place, his dad was Mr. Houdini on Bozo's Big Top in the Detroit area. Man Bun Chris says we should do another one this summer. We're definitely going to. Thank you to the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Buy now, refinance later, 231-332-6505. Mario's team will work tirelessly to get you into your mortgage pre-approved so that you can buy the home of your dreams. 231-332-6505 from anywhere in the U.S. Reach out to Mario. 231-332-6505. And finally, our last sponsor of the day, Kuiper Tree Care. You can find them at KuiperTreeCare.com, K-U-I-P-E-R, TreeCare.com, 616-828-8225. That's 616-828-8225. For tree removal, stump grinding, tree risk assessment with their 3 certified arborists, storm cleanup, and tree pruning. Kuiper Tree Care in West Michigan, 616-828-8225. Thanks to them and Irvine's for renewing for another quarter. I appreciate you so much. You guys are awesome. All right. So there's a basketball player for the Detroit Pistons. And his name is Malik Beasley. By the way, are you seeing this fly going around? The dude is as big as a bird. Fuck. Anyway, the league is investigating him because they think he gambled on, like, himself. Various NBA prop bets. He's being investigated because there was a lot of action on bets that normally don't get a lot of action. Like, you can bet on just about anything. So all of a sudden, they'd see the line on the number of, like, rebounds he would get at, like, 2.5. So they think that Malik Beasley saw that Vegas has him getting, saying that he'll, the over-under is 2.5 rebounds. So if you bet over 2.5 and he goes over, you win. If you bet under and he goes under, you win. If you bet under and he goes over, you lose, and vice versa. It's real simple. So the authorities are like, we think he is betting on whether or not he might get 2.5 rebounds or not. So he's like, all right, I'm putting $1 million that I'm going to get more. So they see, like, all this action show up, and they're like, huh. So that started to get them to sniff around that this fucker might be up to something. He's played for several teams over the years. But there's a couple moments that stand out. They actually have pulled clips of when he was playing basketball that they think that the fix might have been in. At this point, he's playing for the team in white. And they think that this lackluster attempt by him to guard whoever this guy is in the dark jersey is proof that he was letting him score so that he could affect the outcome of the game. You be the judge. There's no sound whatsoever in this, so you see the guy go. For some reason, the guy points. And then, look at that. He doesn't even... that would be like if I was guarding this guy. Look at how lackluster that is. And he just lets him run on by. Oh, fuck. But then there's also this one. Beasley is playing for the Timberwolves. And the point spread was 8.5 points. All right? So the Timberwolves are trailing by 8. I think that's what it is. Okay, the spread was plus 8.5. So that means that if the Timberwolves score another basket, he will beat the spread. All right? So if the Timberwolves have 8.5 points, that means that it's 118.5, right? Or the Clippers have, I don't know. All they're saying, I don't bet, so don't. I get confused by this. Anyway, they say that this movement right here with 5 seconds to go in the game. He gets the rebound. And with this basket, the Timberwolves beat the spread.
Beasley?
Yes, because that's exactly what it is. I was right the first time. The Clippers, with that make, have a 119-110 lead. The Timberwolves get 8.5. So technically, it's 119-118.5 in this game. So he needs a bucket. The game is over. There's only 5 seconds left. I know that was maddening, hearing me trying to figure that shit out.
Beasley's going to get it off. One last shot. How about Beasley? 21 points.
Okay, so now they've beat the spread. They're using that against him as evidence that he was betting on himself and his own team, which is a big no-no. And, like, you can go ahead and molest children. And you can get in less trouble than gambling on the sport that you play. Did Beasley play TBD or Mr. FC? Man Bun Chris adds. Bob says, how is that not traveling? Yeah, you can't travel in the NBA. That's true. IMKO. Cole says he's a modern-day Pete Rose, which has a long history on this show. TBD stands for Timber Barking Doggies. R.I.P. Pete Rose, says Man Bun Chris. There was another player in the NBA last year who got busted for similar with similar types of charges. And he's banned from the league. They won't. That I think you should actually be allowed to vote. I have no problem. I think you should be able to gamble, and it should be public. Man Bun Chris says the roast beef prices have never recovered. I've always supported gambling. I think it makes the game so much more interesting. My favorite is there was a sponsor of the show who was at some gambling site, Prize Picks, what it was. And, oh, man, that thing is dangerous. You download the app, and each thing you do is part of a parlay. So the first thing, it says LeBron, points. And you hit the up arrow or down arrow, and there's a number there. So it says 25 points. So you just hit the up arrow or the down arrow. Is he going to have more or less than 25 points? And that's your bet. And then you do like two or three more. And if those all hit, like your arrows up, down, could be the Eagles are going to have 6 points on defense, more or less. You could, these are all parlays, part of the parlay. Oh. And I'm like, this would ruin me. They made me download the app, and I made one bet because they know if I don't, I'm like, oh, shit. Because I knew that I would just get so addicted to that. Man Bun Chris says, that'd be funny, LOL. I can hear the announcers now. Oh, look at Beasley go. Look how committed he is. He's bet his life savings on this regular season game. So committed. Do you remember the film Goodfellas? With Ray Liotta playing the part of Henry Hill. Henry Hill and some other who wasn't actually a made mobster. He was an associate. And some other folks were able to come into contact with some players for the Boston College basketball team. And this was a famous scandal. They were able to get these players to commit. They'd pay them like $10,000 to shave points off so that they would lose. And then, by a certain amount. So if the spread is 10 points, they would get these guys to fuck up the game so that they would work out where the mobsters were winning money, and it was fucking working beautifully. There was a documentary about it, the Boston College point shaving scandal, and then it eventually blew up, and everything was found out, and that was the end of that. I'm going to tell you right now that if I was a skilled college basketball player and I encountered a mobster who said, look, I'm going to give you $20,000 a game, and all you got to do is make sure that you don't win by 10 points. I'm going to be like, fuck, yes. Man Bun Chris says, remember Donahue. Or whatever his name was, Donahue. Yeah, I remember the NBA ref got busted betting on games that he reffed. I think that happens still to this day more than people are willing to admit. Yeah, I would fall victim to that. I am a wounded soul. That's why I stay away. Casinos, anxiety attack. Betting on sports, anxiety attack. Can't do it. Fuck no. Messes with me. All right. I'm going to bail, and then we've got the Patreon bonus podcast a little later on. As always, you guys are a great audience. Thank you so much for being here. The asshole of the day, I have to announce that. Hang on a second here. Yesterday it was Thor Motor Coach. I almost couldn't say that. Today it is John Buchanan. Thanks for the correct pronunciation. You're an asshole for a lot of things, but in particular, telling me that your show is not racist or bigoted or homophobic. That is a full-on lie. You cannot dispute that. You and the scumbags who pay attention to your stupid show and the dumb slut that does it with you are racist, homophobe, bigoted assholes. And you know that. You're just too afraid to admit it because you're a fat slob. Fuck you, and have a nice day. Thanks for participating today on the show. Thank you so much for being here, folks. I'll talk to you later on in the Patreon.